Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. The bane of many people's existence on the interwebs is passwords and just the number of passwords that you need, or even just using a corporate computer, right? I mean, the number of places you have to enter a login and password is annoying at the very least. And if we follow the best security advice and say, hey, you need to actually have unique passwords at every place, well, that's a lot of things for people to remember. In fact, and I looked at LastPass not too long ago, and I've got something like 200 different passwords in there. And thankfully, they're all different because LastPass will tell me that. But it's a lot of for the average person, right? If you there's going to be more stuff, right? Because there's going to be more services you're going to try or whatever. And having that many passwords is it's a lot of work. And also there's issues with the security of people's passwords. I mean, I know that people that aren't in the InfoSec business and even some InfoSec people will sometimes pick passwords that are that are easy to brute force, right? And on some sites, I mean, there are some that just have passwords that are ridiculous, that are not long enough, right? You can't make a long enough, strong enough password, really, because they have such ridiculous things. I think I logged into ICQ not too long ago, and yes, ICQ still exists. It was an instant messaging app that's, I guess, now owned by some Russian company, but it was very popular more than 20 years ago. And I think on that site, the password length requirement is 8 characters, which using today's computer technology, you can brute force that. But anyway, there's a push to get people to have much stronger passwords and stuff, but people can't remember them. And so, well, what do you do? Well, you could be like Yahoo, and Yahoo said, okay, we're going to eliminate the password, at least for our mail app. And we're going to say, hey, look, you can, we'll send you a push notification to your device, and then you can approve, the login from that. That's one way to do it. And of course, that means that your device becomes, you don't want to lose your device, but you probably don't want to do that anyway, because it's got lots of data on it. And if you're using 2-factor authentication and you've got the apps on your phone and stuff, there's just all kinds of stuff that's on your phone that you probably don't want to let other people have access to. So there's that, but the password's not going to go away, because there's lots of stuff that needs passwords especially like legacy apps that'll probably never get upgraded to some other sort of authentication mechanism. We can't agree as an industry what that authentication mechanism should be. Passwords seem to be the known evil, I guess. So another approach which has been put out there is use Poetry or something like that. The main thing you want to do with a good password, as I've said before, and other people have said, is length is certainly going to help you a lot. If you make a really long password that you could memorize, then even if it's just regular characters, right? By that I just mean like letters, maybe even upper and lowercase. If you make it really really long, then maybe it's easy for you to type and something that you can remember, right? It actually makes it easier for you to remember, because that's the main problem with passwords, is that it has to be something you can remember. But that make it long, right? And so that's what they're saying, is that people can memorize poems, or remember poems, or song lyrics might be another good example of that. So something you can do there to come up with passwords. And I guess, people memorize song lyrics. Why not? But that's something that's much more memorable than, uppercase A, $3, it's, et cetera, et cetera, right? I mean, that's a lot harder to memorize, but honestly, that password is more secure, right? It's something that's random and long would be better than something that's less random and long. But this is always the problem with any sort of thing you do with security. You always have to balance convenience, right? The end user's ability to do something versus what's really secure. The most secure, of course, as I say, a large string of random characters, but that's just not working for users. So that's it's an approach, right? And in fact, you know, again, you hope that sites can support really, really long passwords to allow for stuff like this. Because, I mean, imagine if you had it. I mean, granted, it would probably still be inconvenient to type, let's say, 100 characters, right? But if it's, you know, for, I don't know, some from some poem that you remember, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times or something like that. I don't know. Don't use that one, please. But there's lots of things like that that you could go ahead and use if you, if the sites you access would support really long passwords. We're going to have to do something about passwords because computers aren't getting any slower, right? They're getting much faster. And so at some point, you know, I don't, as I say, 8-character passwords, even random characters are still probably brute forceable. So we probably need something, probably need to, you know, and I think, you know, 16 characters of gibberish might still be okay, but at some point that's not going to be okay. And again, we haven't come up with a good system for dealing with the password problem. It's still a problem. But sadly, we haven't come up with anything better. I mean, biometrics are bad for an authentication mechanism because, well, it's something you are, right? And guess what? If your biometrics gets reused, you can't change your biometrics, right? So that's perhaps not the best approach, but maybe there's some, I don't know. There's something that's kind of similar to something you are, but is maybe easy to change. I don't know. I mean, there's all kinds of possibilities, but nobody's come up with anything that's really that would be like acceptable, right? Anything, you know, passwords can be replayed, your biometrics can be replayed, so. We've got to come up with something better. So passwords aren't going anywhere. So, and we're just going to need longer and longer passwords. So, long passwords you can remember. That's how you do it, I guess, poetry or song lyrics or something like that. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.